Joining us on the line now, midfielder for Cardiff City and getting capped again for Canada's team is Junior Hoylett. It's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Happy to. Before we last talked to you, we didn't know that Canada would get a World Cup, and that's 8 years from now. But I know there's an emphasis on you guys and with your new head coach as well to qualify outright in 2022 for Qatar. Tell me about the excitement level to get a qualifying campaign. It's a long run, and you do have to play some smaller nations. But I think Canada's in as good a chance as they've been since 1986 to do that.
Yeah, it's a new beginning. We got a lot of young talent on board and a lot of senior talent. And if we put that together and get a good team spirit, it could go a long way. So we're here with a new coach, new beginning, learning about how he wants to play soccer and how he wants the team to play soccer. So first days in camp's been going good and excited for the path that we want to lead.
All right, let's talk about the new coach. John Herdman comes over from the women's national team. Much success there. What's different? How is he pointing you in a different direction leading up to what everyone hopes will be better results?
Yeah, he's put in a he has a method in place. He wants to go for the team and get everybody on the same page. And he wants to give Canada identity of a style of play. So when we're going into games, we're more positive than not being on the back foot to go and attack teams and win games instead of first being negative and defensive against the bigger nations. So I'm excited and hopefully it's all fall in place and get the results needed.
Junior Hoylett, our guest, midfielder for Cardiff City, who got promoted this year. No stranger to being back in the Premier League, but you're a big reason why. Scored 12 goals last year for Cardiff City. But no one ever quite knows when they go into the spring and summer, Junior, who will be there and who isn't. Cardiff City chose to keep a lot of their players, and I don't know if that's as much a reflection as a reward for getting promoted as it was. They really believe in the core that you have. What did it mean that so many of you guys were brought back, and you signed a 3-year deal? Congrats on that. So many of you guys are back after playing such great football last year.
Yeah, of course. Everybody doubted us last year, and it was team spirit and commitment from each and every one of us that got us to Premier League. We was major underdogs, but when times got tough, we all stuck together like brothers, and that brought us a long way. And I'm happy that we kept the core and got a lot of players back and re-signed new contracts. And excited to try accomplish the same thing this year in the Premier League.
What's the instant difference in the skill level is obviously different. Is the pace of play faster? And what I mean by that is obviously there are players that are at this level that are incredibly skilled. Of course there are when you play the Man Cities, when you play the Chelseas and Man Uniteds. But is the pace for you any faster? Do you have to do anything different going up a level?
I would say there's more talent on the field, and they could hurt us in many more ways. So I think you just got to be switched on for the all of the game. You can't switch off. Once you switch off, they could hurt us. And you can see from the last game we played against Arsenal, we was right in there until the last 10 minutes when one play switched off and it killed us. So I wouldn't say the pace is faster. I think we'd have more time on the ball, but they have more talent and more killer threats that could hurt any opponents in the Premier League.
How obviously team success, personal success. How is it playing in Wales? Obviously, you're enjoying yourself. You just signed a new 3-year contract.
That's good, man. The team, the coach, the atmosphere is amazing. It's really family oriented there, from the fans and to the staff, everybody connects on the same level, and it's a very good environment to be in to enjoy the game of soccer. I learned a lot there, and I'm happy to be there.
So tell us about this weekend. You play the U.S. Virgin Islands. You'd know from what I'm just talking about that in the FA Cup, in the Premier League, you often probably see it in UEFA qualifying. There's always that result. You'll see it. You'll see the highlights on TV probably when you're at home or in a hotel room, and you're like, how did that happen? And the goal in some of these early matches for Canada has to be, don't be in one of those how did that happen games, right? You have to take every opponent quite seriously because they're going to want this really badly. The smaller nations, the minnows as they call them, really want to step up and challenge bigger teams.
Exactly. That's where we really have to be focused and switched on and not take anything for granted because the opponents have nothing to lose. They have everything to gain and we have a lot to lose. So it's got a lot of pressure on us to get results and finish the job. And get to, from the first whistle to the end, we have to be switched on and be as a unit. And I'm sure everything will be fine.
Canadian national Junior Hoilett. Midfielder with Cardiff City. Wish you the best of luck in the Premiership and, of course, with Canada coming up this weekend and into the future.
Thanks, Junior.
Thank you very much.